And give us just a bit of background then about Traviata. This also has this same implication of a courtesan.
A courtesan, mm-hmm.
And that's the title of this. So he's bringing this topic front and center by writing this opera.
One of the interesting things about the piece is that La Traviata literally means the fallen one or the one who has strayed. And it's particularly, you know, sort of defined by the woman who has strayed, the fallen woman. And the interesting thing about that is that the character, Violetta Valéry, which is the name of the character in the opera, she has gone through a religious conversion, in a sense. I think that if you were to kind of look into her backstory, you might imagine that she was raised in the French countryside. Perhaps her parents have died. She was brought into the home of an abusive uncle or something like that and fled to Paris. And yet she still had those ideas and dreams of love from her childhood, where she really did value love over the sort of empty life that Paris had to offer at the time, the lavish parties, the champagne baths, the sort of nude dancing that would have gone on at these kinds of parties and orgies and whatnot. I mean, obviously none of that is actually graphically depicted in productions of La Traviata and the opera, but that would have been the kind of world that she was existing in. And certainly, due to her considerable beauty and intelligence, she spoke many different languages. She taught herself how to play the piano. She was a autodidactic, very self-taught woman who, by all standards, would have been a genius, yet was also very charming. And her attention was sought after by the most prominent dukes and marquises and composers and artists of the time. And yet, in the opera, when she is given the choice to continue her life as it is, the sort of empty, exorbitant life in Paris, or she's, you know, offered love by Alfredo, who's the main male character in the show, he says, "I'm offering you love, and I don't believe that anyone has ever loved you properly, but I will take care of you." And she actually abandons all of those materialistic kinds of trappings and decides to go off with him to the French countryside. And I think part of that, too, is, you know, part of her religious reawakening, shall we say. It's probably not a conversion so much as it is a reawakening. I think that she's motivated by that as well. And despite the fact that their relationship isn't sanctified by the church or anything like that, the role of God in her life does play a significant and prominent role. And when Germain, the father, Alfredo's father, comes and says, "You must leave my son," she says, "But I've confessed to God, and God has forgiven all of my sins." And the father retorts by saying, "But man does not forgive you, and for that you have to leave my son." And that's essentially the crux and the heart of the drama.